The following talk was given by Father John Harden's May 5th through 9th, 1999 Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life in Chicago.
Our Lady was chosen to be the Mother of God from the dawn of eternity. God foresaw that man would sin deeply, sin irrevocably. God also knew that no human being comes into the world by himself, and mysteriously, not even the Son of God. God, therefore, from all eternity, planned what we call the divine motherhood of Mary. All of this was, first of all, conditioned on man's sinning. We speak, shall I say, unintelligibly. But say we must. Man must have sinned in order to be redeemed. We are dealing with the deepest mystery of our faith. Why God allows sin. The reason, as far as we can fathom, is that God might thereby exercise his greatest love and deepest mercy. Had man not sinned, we could not speak of God as being merciful. But God knew how what he knew from all eternity, what man is capable of. The key is to understand that we have a free will. We have a free will. We can choose. What a statement. We can choose. What God wants, we can choose. What God does not want. The deepest mystery of our faith, after the infinity of God, is the capacity of man to sin. God allowed man to sin, so that he, God, might practice his infinite mercy. But this needs to be said. Even as sin does not enter the human race by itself, there are sinners who lead others into sin. So, in the case of redemption from sin, no one redeems himself. God, therefore, against whom man had sinned, God chose to become man's redeemer. That is why there has been the history of sin. Talk about God having a reason, a purpose for everything, including a purpose, mysterious surely, but a divinely, infinitely wise purpose for permitting sin. His allowing sin made, shall we say necessary, so much redeem man from sin. Absolutely speaking, we teach a theology, absolutely speaking, man might have been redeemed by someone less than God. But God chose to become man. In effect, as far as we can say that God became a member of a sinful human race. God never sinned personally, but nor did he allow people to consider him a sinner. By deepest mystery of our faith, God allowed himself to be crucified, in order to remove the guilt that we had incurred. My first recommendation, as the fruit of this retreat, let us be sure that we devote the rest of our lives to helping people who have sinned. Wherever you can, I mean whatever you can, to help those estranged from God by sin to return to God by repentance and living a holy life. Secondly, sinners do not redeem themselves. Christ must redeem them. But Christ must use, what shall I call them? Assistants, helpers. Did I even use the term co-redeemers? We are living in a nation which, in the judgment of the great minds of our day, call it the most sin-laden period of human history. We are to cooperate with God. Don't you dare have listened to the retreat and not put that retreat into practice. Every one of us, everyone, has a duty to cooperate with Jesus Christ in restoring God's friendship to sinners. By now you should have planned names 1, 2, 3. Whom are you going to labor, work at, to restore that man's or woman's friendship with God? However, to restore a sinner's friendship with God means that we must be very close to God ourselves. Only holy people are used by God to help sinners return to the God from whom they've strayed. And be specific. Number 1, number 2, number 3, and shall I add, and so on down the line. First time I think I did this in closing retreat, having given you the assignment to bring sinners back to Christ, every so often, unexpectedly, I will ask you, whom you are laboring to restore to God's friendship. And how are you doing? And there is no restoring sinners to friendship with God without living a holy life. Forget it. Only holy people are used by God to bring sinners back to the God from whom they've strayed. You know and I know, this means endurance. This means pain. This means patience. But I repeat, this is your principal assignment as the fruit of this retreat. Finally, if we're going to bring sinners back to God, we must be close to God ourselves. During the retreat, we spell some of the means we've got to use to become more holy. We just repeat some of them. I repeat daily Holy Communion. Secondly, frequent confession, which I have the nerve to identify as at least every 2 weeks. We must be men of prayer. Don't you dare let one day go by from today until your last day without saying at least one rosary. Attendance of the sacrifice of the Mass. Praying. The morning prayers. Have something to say to God when you rise in the morning. The Angelus. Or, during this period, the special prayer to Our Lady. I remember having said the Angelus as a child, from infancy. Teach your children to recite the Angelus. Attend the sacrifice of the Mass, and shall I add, at least once a day. Receive the sacraments of the Eucharist and of confession. Spend some time, dare I say, every day before the Blessed Sacrament. You have to change some of the schedule of your lives. So what? There are so few, relatively speaking, fervent, holy, zealous Catholics in the world today. Finally, work, labor for souls. You are called upon by God to cooperate with Him in bringing sinners back to friendship with God. learn how to talk to sinners kindly but passionately. He has sinners to make their confessions. Oh, I'm talking to the right city. I could be talking in many cities in the United States. One parish after another, confession has practically disappeared. As you know, in more than one American, nominally Catholic parish, the priest gives, attempts to give, apparent absolution to people who have not confessed their sins. Hear it. The confession of sins was instituted by Jesus Christ. There is no getting away from confession. It's a divine law. And of course, receive the sacrament of confession yourselves. They're recommended at least every 2 weeks. We live lives like this. But the whole question is on the hypothesis. If we live lives like this, God will use us. He will use us to bring even people years estranged from His friendship back to His grace. A final observation. We all hope to reach heaven. Well, one of the surest ways of reaching heaven ourselves is to help others reach heaven by their lives. We are all, every one of us, victims of human respect. Ask our Lord to show you how you have given in to your whole human nature by not doing what you could do for souls, because you don't want someone, the members of your own family, to identify you as a pious kook. Lord Jesus, make us zealous to bring souls that have wandered from you back to your friendship. Because no sinner is converted by himself. He must help sinners be very close to us, back to friendship with God. And then our salvation is assured, and we will join in heaven those who will help to reach there ourselves. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can I have some water? First of all, there should be the blessing religious articles in general. During a retreat, a priest is allowed to bless all religious articles by a single sign of the cross. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendat, omnes res quas habemus possessione nostra, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. And now, the blessing of the miraculous medals. The medals are here. The description is here. My formula in front of me. And first say a few words about the miraculous medal. I was introduced to the miraculous medal after my ordination. A priest came to talk to us tertians to sell us the miraculous medal, no charge. He told us the miraculous medal works miracles. All tertian ordained priests looked at each other and smiled in pity of this pious Catholic. The miraculous medal, he says, works. That was 50 years ago. I cannot tell you how many miracles of grace have been worked through the miraculous medal. It's called miraculous for the best of reasons. It works especially miracles of conversion. The secret is, first of all, to wear a miraculous medal. Always have it somehow on your person. Then to know something about the miraculous medal. This can be a good start. Brief description of the history of the miraculous medal and of its institution by God, and then its use now for many years with, I repeat, with miraculous success. And I could talk for hours while the miracle of this medal has worked through this sinner. Now the prayer of blessing the medal. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Help us in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, by the many appearances on earth of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, we are pleased to work miracles again and again for the salvation of souls. Kindly pour out your blessing on these medals, so that all who devoutly wear them and reverence them may experience the patronage of Mary Immaculate, offering mercy from you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now the ritual. If you've never been enrolled, and the word is enrolled, in the Confraternity of the Miraculous Medal, be sure to have that done today.
son of the altar. And that's how the miraculous oil is for you to put over your head. Anybody need any of those? If you no longer have your miraculous medal, and you need another one, I have extra ones without the rhythm zone. So just hold them until Father tells you to put them over here. I might mention, send your names into either Philadelphia or Missouri. The addresses are on here so that you will be enrolled at the national offices.
Now, while I'm reciting the prayer of the messenger, you place the medals around your necks. Take these holy medals, wear it with faith, and hand it with due devotion, so the Holy and Immaculate Queen of Heaven may protect and defend you. And as she is ever ready to renew her wondrous acts of kindness, may she obtain for you in her mercy whatever you humbly ask of God, both in life and in death. We rest happily in a motherly embrace. Now, all of you say, Amen. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Queen conceived without original sin, pray for us. Lord, heed my prayer, and my cry be heard by you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, who will that your mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, conceived without sin, she can be illustrious through countless miracles. Grant that we who ever seek a patronage finally possess everlasting joys. We ask this of you, live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Now just a word about the value of the miraculous medal. I repeat, it works miracles. I'm not exaggerating. Every Catholic ought to have a supply of miraculous medals blessed in his home or distribution among people. They don't have to be Catholic. Carry a miraculous medal. And the only condition for being a member of the confraternity of the miraculous medal is to daily recite the Hail Mary, once a day, and add the invocation, O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us, we have recourse to thee. I recommend carrying a small supply of Marian medals with you, in a pocket otherwise, or distribution. I recommend reading, you have received something now, reading about the power of the miraculous medal over the years. I'm not exaggerating. I could write a book, at least 200 pages, of the miracles, the wonders that I've experienced. So, ladies, working, I repeat, miracles through the not unwillingly called the Martyrs Medal. And these are miracles, especially of conversion. The Martyrs Medal can be distributed at will to people. Tell them what it is and ask them to carry it in their pocket or somehow on that person. Now, a strange statement.